This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've been talking a lot about trade and imports and exports on the program today, but there is a major and really high-dollar American export that doesn't usually get much coverage in an economic sense. Hollywood. It's movies and it's smaller screen entertainment. And that is what you call a perfect segue into our next corner office interview with Charlie Rivkin. As of this past February, the CEO of the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, the trade group that represents some of the big Hollywood studios. Charlie, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you very much. I have to say,
yes.
I'm a big fan of the show.
Well,
and to be here as head of the MPAA, it makes me very happy.
Well, thanks for coming on.
You bet.
A lot of people will know you mostly or even only by the logo that flashes before all the movies and all the trailers, the ratings and all of this. What else does the MPAA do?
It's true. Our brand identity does come from the fact
that we— Brand identity. You are a CEO, aren't you?
Well, it's the truth. I mean, the MPAA is seen on the trailers, like you said, and it's known for its rating services. But that is only one part of what we do. We are probably the premier anti-piracy force in the world. We open up markets for our studio members. We work with states and governments around the world to provide incentives for production, and we fight piracy as our primary goal.
Let me ask you, actually, since you mentioned it right off the bat, anti-piracy. Obviously, a lot of that in the news of late with President Trump and China and the intellectual property and forced technology transfer tariffs that he's putting into place. How does your business, your industry, feel now about the theft of its intellectual property?
Well, you mentioned a couple different topics, and if you want to talk about any piracy and theft of intellectual property, we are making some great strides. China is a different topic. In China, what USTR, the U.S. Mm-hmm. Trade Representative, is working on is continued access to their market for our entertainment product.
Are you suffering from market access both in China and around the world? I mean, it seems you can get American movies pretty much anywhere, man.
American movies are very popular in China, very popular. And China is soon to be, if it isn't already, the single largest film market in the world.
Yeah.
It went from about $800 million in 2011 to about $8 billion today. So it's a market that's very important to my members, and we want to make sure that our product is present.
You guys are out, actually, with a new report not too many months ago about viewing and dollar amounts and how basically you did it at the global box office. And I guess that's the key part of that question, right? It's a global box office.
It's a global box office. We make, I'd say, 73% of our revenue comes from overseas.
Wow. Wow. That's kind of amazing, actually.
Well, it's great because there's enormous growth outside of the United States.
Let me ask you what may come off as a slightly touchy question, but you roll the dice when you walk into the studio. We are at a moment now where because of the political situation in this country, the perception of this country and perhaps its cultural properties is changing overseas. How much of a concern is that for you and for your members?
Well, it's in many ways the golden age of content. When you say it's changing overseas, I don't know exactly what you're referring to. But
well, let me state it boldly. Right, President Trump is not making a whole lot of friends in many ways across the country. Right, with his trade policies, with some of his pronouncements on the way America is going to run itself internationally, and yet you have a product. Your members have products that depend, as you said, on the global market. Are you worried about that?
So starting with President Trump, I should say that my industry and me in particular, we were one of the first out in support of the tax deal that he put forward because our studios were paying a tremendous amount of money at a high tax rate, 35% versus the 21. President Trump has shown a great interest in protecting copyright and property. And the president himself and other members of his administration had actually been in the entertainment business. And they understand that it's not just a great job-creating machine. 2.1 million Americans go to work every day in all 50 states. But it projects our soft power abroad. And I don't believe that our consumers around the world are confusing politics with entertainment.
I don't know how long you're going to be in this job. Let's say 10 years. What
you tell that to my studios?
What does one hopes they're listening. What does the American film industry and your members? What does it look like?
Well, box office continues to expand. New markets continue to grow. So overseas, we're going to see going to continue to see dramatic growth. In fact, China, I mentioned, went from 800 million to 8 billion, but China grew 22% last year. Latin America, 21%. But the growth to our member companies is not just box office. It's television. It's digital video services and home entertainment. And I believe the market will continue to increase as distribution vehicles increase.
Charlie Rivkin is the chairman and CEO of the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America. Charlie, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.